This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
As all these rumors are flying and accusations about the sex perverts in Hollywood and Al Franken, you know, the senator, the Democrat from Minnesota, I believe, right? And others, you know, Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, and so on. You got to realize there are a lot more women who you'll never hear from on these things because they went along with it. Like, they traded sex for, let's say, a movie role with Harvey Weinstein. And they don't want that to be known. I mean, obviously, they probably feel ashamed or embarrassed about that. They were pressured into it. You know, they were exploited. But many of them went along with it. I mean, a lot of the actors that you see in Hollywood today that happen to be physically attractive very likely made it there by, you know, doing the deeds with certain gatekeeper people like Harvey Weinstein. And you're not going to hear from those people because they're ashamed of it. They're not going to come out and say, hey, they systematically, repeatedly traded sex for movie roles. So the problems that actually exist out there in terms of perversion from Hollywood and in politics and so on are way bigger than what has come out. And that's really the emphasis of this podcast, that there's a lot that has come out. I mean, it's been a bombshell, it's a tidal wave of accusations against many different powerful people, mostly men. And yet, it's my belief that that is probably a tiny sliver of the real scale of this problem. I believe that probably throughout Hollywood and Washington and other areas, wherever there's a lot of power, you know, perhaps in the institution of certain churches, or even in the military, and so on, or prison systems, for example. We know that exploitation of female prisoners by male guards is very common. And not just that way. Sometimes it's male prisoners by male guards, or male prisoners by female guards, and so on. I mean, everything you can imagine. And also in medicine. Don't forget about how many doctors have been caught sexually assaulting or abusing their patients. We covered stories over the last several years about, like, a dentist that would use, I think, nitrous oxide, get their patient unconscious, and then they would rape them while they're unconscious. Anywhere that you have people in positions of a lot of personal power with intimacy in terms of close physical contact, or where they can operate behind closed doors, like sometimes I guess a doctor can get away with that, you know, or a Hollywood person like Harvey Weinstein, who was always inviting women up to his hotel room where he would be naked with just a bathrobe, you know, things like that. Anywhere you have these powerful men typically who can get these women into sort of an isolated environment, you're going to find lots and lots of this abuse. And it's way worse, I believe, than what has come out. And I got to say, in addition to a lot of women being nervous right now who maybe don't want to go public with the fact that they gave in to some of this, I think there are a lot of men in Hollywood and in Washington who are super nervous right now because they know probably if this trend continues, more stuff is going to come out about them. I mean, Al Franken, for example, he was faking like he was offended by Kevin Spacey or Harvey Weinstein, and he's offended by the accusations against Donald Trump and so on. But Al Franken had his own skeletons in his closet where he groped that woman while she was unconscious, and he posed for a photo, you know, feeling up her breasts and, you know, stuck his tongue down her throat in a skit and everything. What a gross perv, man. These people. But Al Franken, that, you know, then the fact that he had those skeletons in his closet didn't stop him from coming out and you know, condemning Harvey Weinstein or others. So all these people that are coming out now condemning, like half these senators probably have a history themselves, I would imagine. I would imagine that that's the case. And, you know, this kind of stuff, you people, all you double crossers, all you people who speak with forked tongues, and you talk like you honor women and respect women, but behind the scenes, you know, you're grabbing their butts like Ben Affleck, also known as Buttman. You're grabbing their butts. You know, you're squeezing their breasts like Joe Biden does to little girls. It's kind of just weird, sick, perverted stuff that he does with little girls. I'm talking like 10-year-olds, man, on C-SPAN. It's crazy. But these people are just sick, but they always are the ones, the first one to jump out and condemn, you know, Donald Trump, or condemn a Republican like Roy Moore, or condemn a priest or whatever. And they have these crazy skeletons in their own closet, and a lot more is coming out. And I think it's great. I think it's awesome. By the way, as a leader of independent media, I've even told other people, do not go out and party with people and put yourself in a situation where you can be alone in a room with anybody, a woman, a man, a young person, because they will prey on you, and they can try to set you up. So there are sex traps that happen, by the way, against independent media people. Anyway, there's more stuff that's going to come out. And when it comes to Hollywood and Washington, D.C., it's really going to get into pedophilia, because a lot of these people, it's not just Joe Biden grinding his crotch on little girls. It is people in Washington who repeatedly pay for sex with minors. That is real. And I know they shut down the whole Pizzagate thing a year ago or whatever, desperately shut it down because, man, a lot of the online investigators were starting to get close to the truth. But now more and more is coming out with Corey Feldman and Hollywood. We know the pedophilia is really rampant in Hollywood. It's going to come out in Washington, D.C., the political elite. There are so many of those people who have been systematically raping little boys and girls. Like little gay rape. Male senators having sex with 12-year-old boys, by the way, and paying for it. It's on the menu in Washington. That is no joke. And these people are sick. And some of them are going to be exposed. I hope they're all exposed, frankly. Hope they go to jail for that stuff. Because it's just, what is wrong with these people? They just, like Al Franken, he's just a tip of the iceberg. What he did is nothing compared to what some of these other, the super powerful global elite, they charter their Lolita Express airplane rides, you know, like a transatlantic flight. They take off from New York, and by the time they land in Frankfurt, you know, they've banged, you know, 4 12-year-olds or whatever. It's those kind of flights take place, and it's the globalists who charter them. These aren't obviously commercial flights. I'm not talking about United Airlines. I'm talking about private chartered jets with little kids on the jets. Little girls, if it's a Bill Clinton flight, or little boys, if it's a, you know, some senator on the flight, whatever. Because they're all sick. They're all sick. I'm not going to say it. They're sick Fs. Okay? They're sick Fs. And they need to be arrested, man. They need to go to jail. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I kind of doubt that all of them are going to get caught. But it'd be awesome if some of them got caught, you know, with their pants down, so to speak. And we could start with Bill Clinton, by the way. Because that guy's a sexual predator and a pervert and a rapist. And we'll see where all this goes. Stay tuned. Keep reading naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. And keep your kids safe from these perverts in Hollywood and Washington. You know, protect your kids, man. It's a crazy world out there. All these sickos preying on them. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.